This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Addiction Prevention and Hypnosis channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Nancy Irwin, primary therapist at Seasons Recovery Centers, who specializes in hypnotherapy as well as other holistic approaches for treating addictive behaviors, sexual abuse recovery, and other traumas. Dr. Irwin, a pleasure to have you today with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And we are as well. So for starters, how does hypnosis help addictions?
Predominantly, we use it to strengthen the client to cope with unpleasant feelings and events in life. Nobody chooses to be an addict, of course. Most use it to escape some sort of trauma or some sort of unpleasant feeling or situation in their life. So we train them how to process that in a healthy way where they can overcome it naturally with their intelligence, with their faith, with their creativity, etc., without having to escape with a harmful substance.
And can hypnosis treat the traumas that are underpinnings for addictions?
Absolutely. We find that about 90 to 95% of our clients have some sort of trauma in their background, either sexual abuse or physical abuse or an accident, an illness, a death in the family, et cetera, the acts of God, natural events, et cetera. So we go back in time, if you will, hypnotically, and find the lesson to be learned from that event. Keep the wisdom and let the pain go. We certainly cannot go back and erase a trauma, but we can, again, take the wisdom learned, let the pain go, and begin to cope in life, and sometimes use that trauma to create a new purpose in life.
Dr. Irwin, can everyone be hypnotized? Is this a fact, truth, or a myth?
Well, many people mistake hypnosis with mind control. It has nothing to do with it. I can't control anyone's mind unless I have a gun, and I'm not usually packing in the clinic. It's using your unconscious mind to attain a goal of your choice. Again, I can't make anybody do anything, but if they want to overcome an addiction, I can certainly help them change their mindset through various different techniques in hypnotic trance. But yes, everyone who can go to sleep or be massaged or have sex or can pray or can meditate can go into trance. And that's pretty much all of us, because it is a very naturally occurring state that we all pass through on our way to sleep at night and then again in the morning. So we recreate that. One is not out of it. You don't turn into a robot or lose control, which is mistaken in media sometimes. So I explain that, exactly how it works. Then people feel comfortable and they're able to let go and see that I'm just garnering the power of their unconscious mind to attain the goal that they choose.
Explained very well. Today we are with Dr. Nancy Irwin, primary therapist at Seasons Recovery Centers, who specializes in hypnotherapy as well as other holistic approaches for treating addictive behaviors, sexual abuse recovery, and other traumas here on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Hypnosis channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Irwin, are some substances more treatable than others?
Great question, Eric. I find there's a wide variety of that. Personally, I have found, I'm only one therapist, but I have found with alcohol, there seems to be a greater treatability factor. It just seems to have more success with alcohol. Prescription drugs, there seems to be a higher rate. I think heroin is the one, especially if they're using it IV, tends to be a little more difficult. And the reason for that I have found is that the euphoria that comes with that so quickly is the most addictive property. And that's what clients tend to miss, if you will. So that one tends to be a little bit trickier. Again, it's on an individual basis, but in a nutshell, alcohol and prescription drugs tend to be a little bit more higher success rate.
Also, does it work if there is a dual diagnosis?
Absolutely. We have, oh gosh, probably well over half of our client base has a dual diagnosis, meaning an anxiety disorder or depression or an eating disorder or a mental health disorder. Absolutely. The only people it does not work for, of course, is someone who doesn't want it to. And we all know people like that who are so dead set that nothing can work for them and they sort of block it. That being said, also, if someone if someone is psychotic, it probably is not going to work.
Also, a curiosity, do psychotropic medications prevent hypnotic trance?
Sometimes they do. If someone has been on a psychotropic med for many years and they're fairly stable in their life, yes, it can. Again, it's on an individual basis, but if someone is new on it, we want to let that settle in, if you will, let them stabilize, and then perhaps their mindset can be shifted. In the beginning, if someone has really been acting out, had a psychotic episode, then we've got to get them to be stable first, and then we start working on shifting their mindset.
In conclusion, is there any other closing thoughts or a final tip or anything you'd like to add for the listeners here today tuning in?
Yeah, I would just invite people to understand that truly all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Again, this only works because the client wants it to, and anyone can change their mindset for success at any time. And I'm happy to facilitate it, and that is my role. I am simply facilitating, and I'm like a teacher. The student does all the work. So it certainly is more effective for some more than others. But boy, when it works, it is such a gentle, natural, easy approach, and people can adopt that and take it on and continue it themselves.
Well, Dr. Irwin, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much for your time. Where can listeners get more information about Seasons Recovery Centers, and how could they best be in touch?
Excellent. Thank you so much. Our website is seasonsmalibu.com, and the phone number there to speak to an admissions counselor and answer any other questions is 866-780-8539.
Once again, Dr. Irwin, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and have yourself a great day.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Nancy Irwin, primary therapist at Seasons Recovery Centers, who specializes in hypnotherapy as well as other holistic approaches for treating addictive behaviors, sexual abuse recovery, and other traumas. And for more information and for contact, simply visit SeasonsMalibu.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Addiction Prevention and Hypnosis Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.